From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
Don't forget to vote in today's primary. Don't forget to vote in today's primary. Don't forget to vote today. You can vote until 9 o'clock tonight. Don't forget to vote in today's primary.
I live in Jersey.
Oh, not a problem.
A scene on the streets of New York City today, one of many places holding primary elections. Turnout there has been light, even though both the governor's mansion and a Senate seat are at stake. In other places, competitive races have spurred turnout. In Rhode Island, Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee faces a tough battle with a conservative challenger. In Arizona, an open congressional seat has resulted in a split among GOP voters over how to deal with illegal immigrants. There have been a few problems with the mechanics of democracy today. Maryland voters showed up this morning only to find widespread troubles with electronic voting equipment. Here's how Samuel Statland explained things to people in Montgomery County, Maryland.
If you're in line at 8 o'clock and are identified as being in line at 8 o'clock, you will vote on the touch screen machines. If you're in line after 8 o'clock, you will vote in extended provisional ballot.
We turn now to a race that is not on the ballot today. In Pennsylvania, it has been a rough year for Republican Senator Rick Santorum. From the outset, he has trailed his Democratic opponent, State Treasurer Bob Casey Jr., and often by double digits. Lately, the race has tightened, with polls showing Santorum within 5 or 6 points of Casey. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
In a low-income Hispanic neighborhood in Philadelphia last week, Senator Rick Santorum is celebrating the opening of a new faith-based community health center.
I've been a very strong supporter of community health centers. It's a wonderful thing to hear people stand here in a microphone and talk about their commitment to the children of God and to go to areas that are in need of service.
Santorum is an outspoken cultural conservative who's never been shy about expressing his views on abortion, gay marriage, or contraception. But this election year, he's been showcasing something else, his power as an incumbent to steer federal resources to Pennsylvania projects like the Esperanza Health Center. And Santorum says that's part of the reason he's been able to narrow the gap with Bob Casey.
The more we're telling people about what I've accomplished for the people of Pennsylvania, guess what? This race is closed. It's no longer about a referendum on the President of the United States. It's about a choice between two candidates in Pennsylvania and who can best do the job to represent the interests of our state.
Turning the midterm election from a broad verdict on Republican rule to a narrower choice between individual candidates is at the heart of the Republican strategy this year, and Santorum has stuck to that playbook, keeping a relentless focus on his opponent.
You have one candidate that is a hard-charging, hard-working, honest, upright worker for Pennsylvania, and someone who doesn't show up for work, who's constantly running for office, has nothing to say about any of the issues.
That line of attack shows up in Santorum's television ads.
Senate, Bobby Casey. Before running for a new job, shouldn't he show up for the one we already pay him for?
Those ads are effective, says political scientist Terry Madonna, who directs the Keystone Poll in Pennsylvania.
The senator has scratched and literally clawed his way back into this race, not so much by improving his own standing with the voters of the state, but rather by sort of pulling Casey down to him.
Madonna's poll shows that Santorum is still stuck with just about 39% of the vote. It's Casey's support that's dropped from 50% to 44%, and the number of undecided voters has gone way up. With twice as much money as Casey, Santorum has been able to spend heavily on political advertising over the last few months. But now, Casey is beginning to attack Santorum on television, too.
Rick Santorum's record? Voted 3 times to give himself a pay raise, while voting 13 times against raising the minimum wage. And he votes 98% of the time with George Bush.
Beating Rick Santorum, rather than electing Bob Casey, sometimes seems to be the Democrats' goal in Pennsylvania. Here's how Casey was introduced at the Democratic State Committee meeting in Harrisburg on Saturday.
This is our day. This is the time to get rid of Rick Santorum. And this is the guy that's going to do it. The next senator from Pennsylvania, Bob Casey.
In almost every way, the Pennsylvania race is a reflection of the national political battle. Like President Bush, Santorum has tried to focus the election away from the war in Iraq, which is unpopular, and toward the war on terror, where Republicans still have an advantage. He's attacked Casey for failing to understand the nature of the terrorist threat. But this year, Democrats are determined to fight back, even on national security. And in Harrisburg, Casey has a counterattack.
This crowd in Washington, the Bush,
Cheney Santorum crowd has given $81 billion more to tax cuts for the wealthy than they have to Homeland Security. So when they tell us that they're doing everything to keep us safe, we're going to remind them what their priorities have been. It's been tax cuts instead of Homeland Security, tax cuts instead of keeping us safe.
If Casey has his way, Pennsylvania voters will come to believe that Bush Cheney is Santorum's first name.
Mushroom American way, $7.50. Next.
Mushroom cheesesteak with onion.
In the Italian Market neighborhood of Philadelphia, on the corner where Pat's and Gino's fight for control of the cheesesteak market, customers eat sandwiches slathered in cheese whiz and consider the merits of Bob Casey and Rick Santorum. Dawn Wright is a social conservative who says she's sticking with the incumbent.
I'm voting for Santorum. I just really appreciate his family values and his conservative issues, how he's against abortion.
Greg Hellwood is leaning to Casey, but like many others, he says his vote is really a vote against Santorum.
I'm just ready for somebody else. I don't know, that's one of my reasons why I'm going to vote, is because it's not Santorum. So maybe that's not the best reason, but...
Santorum is a polarizing figure in Pennsylvania. Social conservatives love him, liberals despise him. So moderates like Steve Deviney will determine the outcome here.
I'm actually a Republican.
What happened?
I'm just not a Santorum fan. I think he's a little over the top on some of his issues. So, yeah, I'm still looking at it. So I'm anti Santorum, but I'm not sure I'm completely with Casey yet.
There's no Senate seat that Democrats want more than Rick Santorum's, and there's no seat Republicans will work harder to defend. Both parties will be spending tens of millions of dollars in the next 7 weeks to influence the decisions of the Pennsylvania voters who haven't yet made up their minds.
Two cheesesteaks with one with provolone.
Mara Liasson, NPR News.